Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, the conclusion to episode 162. This is part two, Can We Boast of Tomorrow? Today is Sunday, August 29th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. You know, Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota because there are no boundaries. Located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food, you live anywhere in Minnesota, you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior 60 years and older or disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665, Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. And you can also shop Pastor Paul's mall online if you're living in the Southwest United States at Vons.com. So you can pick up some groceries through Pastor Paul's mall at Vons.com. You can also visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our urban mission operations. You can join our community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, LifeVantage, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us online. You can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or give a testimony at the blog. You can email me, janine@pastorpaul.org, and at Pastor Paul's blog, you're going to find scripture links to Pastor Paul's messages. You're going to be joining us two times a week minimum for Pastor Paul's podcast. Part one is always on Friday. Part two is on Sunday. That's the conclusion to his message. Also, join the Twitter Rumble, which is on Thursday. I am doing live tweets as I record Pastor Paul's pre-recorded message. So lots happening at pastorpaul.org. This month, the messages are the following. Deliver me from lying lips. Knowing yourself, halfway never makes it, can we boast of tomorrow? Great messages, timely messages. Join us here every week. Have a great month of August. God bless you.
See, there's a lot of people that like to start right at the top. Did you know that? You build up a business and you get it going and somebody wants to come in and show you how to do it and walk right in there and take over the whole thing. They don't want it. They're not content to start right at the bottom. They want to start right at the top. Mr. Big want to start right at the very top of the thing. Oh, and they miss it. Because see, in anything you get going, there's a building in it. There's an excitement in it. It's like getting these groceries ready. First the carrots came in. Ooh, isn't that exciting? On the carrots. Then the potatoes came in. 20,000 pounds of potatoes. Whoo! I can see the excitement is mounting here. And then the onions came in. Oh, you'll get into it later on, all right? Let me build. I'm building. You're not too excited right now. You're sleeping, but hey. And you get all these things, and then somebody has to go out and get the bags. Woo! Oh, I've seen somebody quiver a little bit. And then we start packing these bags full. Oh, they're colorful. There's that brown potato in there. There's that white onion in there. Then there's those carrots sprinkled tither and fro in there. Isn't that colorful? Isn't that exciting? But anyway, you get all these things done. Now you start out with one bag. And then you put them in the bag and you put them in the barrel. You got a barrel full. Then you bring over another barrel. And you put the barrel over here, load them up, load them up, load them up, load them up. Then you stand back. 36 barrels already. 36 barrels of carrots and onions on the wall. Huh? Are you excited yet? Huh? 15 tons of turkey come in. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? We bag them. We start out with one box. Oh, you think we'll get them done by tomorrow? Think about today. What if we don't get them done tomorrow? Go, they'll rot. They'll stink. They'll turn all green. They'll get gangrene. Huh? Now are you excited? That's how it happens. By doing it. It doesn't happen any other way. It happens by doing it right now. One step. And another step. And another step. And another. One step at a time. Oh, but I cannot be bothered with such small. It's so hard getting going. Some people, it's hard getting out of bed in the morning. It's hard getting going. What time is it? You know what time it is. The alarm clock rang an hour ago. Get up. Ooh. Oh, I don't know. If I'd known I was going to get this kind of message, hey, I'm convicted. Are you hearing this? See, all I need is a break in life. Yes, that's why you're so broke. All I need is a break. Someone come along and give me $1 million. One break, God. Take the brakes off. Get going. Oh, if I only had one break. And so these men sit and wait for their ship to come in. Do you think a ship is going to come down Oliver Avenue here? Bah! Bah! Woo! Woo! Bah! Pull our no plus, your ship has arrived. Not spiritual enough for you, my God, it's the truth. Your ship is not going to come down Oliver Avenue. Or Newton either. What's that? No, not down Penn Avenue either. No way. Take your map out, close your eyes, and stick your finger any place. It ain't going to come nowhere. Spin the globe, throw your finger in there. Your ship won't come in. No, but still groups of men and women sit and talk about the things that might have been. Who talk so long that they now are has-beens who might have been if they would have been sooner. Well, life just sort of passed me by. That's the breaks of the game. One time, almost had it in my clutches. Yeah, and then there was another time. I just seemed like fame and fortune has escaped me each and every time. Do you ever feel that way about your life? Many a man has been made blind and halt and lame, dumb and deaf in the present. You know why? Because he wanted to be greater and a greater man in the future. I don't want to make this move because that just. I really don't want to sweep floors and stuff like that because, see, I'm going to college and I hate to get stuck in something like that because. You know, I know God has destined greater things for me, so no, sir, thank you not. Thank you not. Hello, Dad? Yeah, this is son. Who? Your son, Joe. Could you send me some money, Dad? Huh? How many kids all over do that because they're waiting for that greater tomorrow? You know what my dad would have told me? What's the matter? You crazy call long distance? What's the matter? It costs a lot of money to call long distance. Don't talk to your mother. You talk all night. Talk too much. Very nice to talk to you. Goodbye. Boop. Well, the truth hurts, doesn't it? How many here it is? Oh, some have come to me and they call on the telephone. Pastor Paul, take it easy. Wait on it, Paul. Tomorrow's another day. And I thought to myself, yeah, it is. I realize that. What's the rush? The guy told me the other day. Rome wasn't built in one day. No, I said it was built one day at a time. Somebody had to say, let's start right now today. Somebody said, no. And they had rope. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Boom. Do, do, do. Huh? How did it all get started? By someone taking the job at hand and starting right now. True that Rome was not built in a day. It was built in many days, but they had to start one day. The scripture says and backs up what I'm saying here. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. And when you start to do that, there's all kinds of people that will say, take it easy. Slow down. You know, you could die working like that. You're here today and you're gone tomorrow. I said, that's the best thing I heard all day. That's the most truth. And all you sluggards out there listening to this radio program, you should be ashamed. Why do you waste all your todays on your idle bed of tomorrows? Now, I know you won't turn me off, see, because you're too lazy to roll over. Don't fool yourself and say, tomorrow I'll make up for today. I'll give it double time. I'll jump out of bed. Don't get too excited. You might get out of bed right now. I'll get up at 6 a.m. in the morning. I'll have a big breakfast. I'll have 2 eggs and bacon and toast and 2 cups of coffee. And then I'll go, wow, I'm so excited. I'll set the clock. I mean business, boy. I mean business. 6 o'clock comes, the alarm goes off, and the guy says, oh, gruesome sound. And he whines and turns it off. Isn't that right? And he'll yell out, where's the excitement? Where is the excitement? Where was that yesterday's pledge on doing something? Will the world have to wait till your tomorrow comes again before it can behold your pitiful puss? Hmm? Will you pray, God, is it your will for me to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning? God isn't going to answer such a stupid prayer. No, if we love God, we shall find enough time to do things right now. Time is wasting. But by hoping to do things in the future takes away our strength in the present, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Doesn't it unnerve our resolution? Someone, well, let's do this right now. And someone says, no, I think we should wait till tomorrow. Now you're unnerved. You're kind of floating. Today, tomorrow. Today or tomorrow. Now, what do you think? Let's take a vote. Never take a vote on doing something today or tomorrow. It would be unanimous to do it tomorrow. Be the example and start doing it right now. How many know if you told your kids, shall we clean the basement this weekend or next weekend? What would they say? Or if they were going to have the bakery clean up, they're going to do a top drawer inspections coming through here. We got a month to get it ready. Let's take a vote on whether we should take our scrapers and scrape everything clean. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take toothbrushes and clean the tracks, and we're going to go through this. It's going to be gorgeous in here. Ovens are going to be scraped, and we're going to take everything. We're going to scald everything with lye water, grandma's lye soap, and I mean, it's going to smell so fresh and clean. Do we want to start? Let's take a vote. Do we want to start this weekend on donated time? You heard it right. Stop throwing those bedpans at me. Or next weekend. While they were running out the door, banging pans together, they'd be yelling, next weekend! It's called procrastination. It's called putting it off. Oh, you know, doing too much work might make you sick. Yeah, it makes a lot. That's a very popular sickness. Makes everybody sick doing it. That is the most hellish thing I ever heard in my life. Doing no work will put you in a mental ward. Having nothing to do will drive you completely crazy. Work is your anchor. Has someone told you lately, hey, ease up, you'll get sick working like that. And they come in, they look all anemic. You know what? You're going to get sick working like that. Well, at least I'll die happy. But doesn't it unstring our diligence when someone says, let's wait till tomorrow? Here you're all ready to go, and you're diligent to go, and someone comes up and they say, it seems to me like tomorrow would be a better day to do this. When someone is diligent, allow them to be diligent. And then you'll get the people that will come in with evil questions. You mean you do all this? And you mean that you do all this? Uh-huh. And here's a diligent person that they're going to ruin. They're going to scramble their brain. It's of the devil. And you mean you do all that up there and all that over there? And you do all this and all that and all this? Now, I imagine you do a lot of work down there. You see, you're diligent. And all this and all that, and you take care of all that? How do you do it? Let me say no more. God forgive me if I've been wrong. Hey, go ahead. If you enjoy it, that's your business. Kill yourself. Now, this guy is left there looking at all this work he had fun doing. But someone has planted the devil's seed in that person's mind. Hear it. Happens all the time. on jobs all around the country. Diligent people are ruined by slugs. All over. I wouldn't put up with it. Of course, that's you. You love to work, don't you? Huh? And they've planted the seed and off they go. I have seen entire crews wrecked by people just like that. And they are people that live in tomorrow and they never do anything today. Isn't that true, Jim? You've seen them, and you can just see them. They'll slide over towards someone else. And they start murmuring. You can tell when they're murmuring. You can tell when they're up to no good, because they just sort of murmur. And you know, there's a bend to them, you know what I mean? And they'll just sort of slime away, you know? Huh? And they'll go over to the next one and get a little seed going. Best thing to do then, Jim, is grab two big old pans and bam! Let's get back to work, folks! There's work awaiting! Glory to God! Huh? Or go over to him and say, you know what? I used to know a guy like you that lived in tomorrow. And that guy, the boss, come up to him and he says, you know what? You live so much in tomorrow, you're not getting nothing done today. Get out. You're fired. I'll let them live with that one. But doesn't it cause confusion that people are talking about tomorrow? Doesn't it? How confusing to be doing a job today and then to be caught up on what are you going to do tomorrow? Sometimes unions do that. Don't do all the work today. What are you going to do tomorrow? Leave some work for tomorrow. Don't work, Dave. Don't worry. There'll be work for tomorrow. There's a lot of work that's not even done yet. You can always find things to do, right? Not even down that bakery, you can find things to do. If there was no work to do, you could clean for a year down there, right? Oh, hey, they're all over tomorrow, people, and they ruin it for everybody. And also, if we boast in tomorrow, it will not only hurt you today, but hurt you tomorrow also. Do you know why? Because as sure as I stand here, you will be disappointed if you boast in it before it comes. It'll never be good enough. That's like recommending someone. One time I went to a ministry when I first got saved, and I went there, and they had a Preacher Hank. Now, folks, now we're going to have Preacher Hank come up here. Get ready. Hold on to your seats. He has literally preached to thousands in India and Africa, Spain, and all over the USA. Some call him Hank the Fireball. Some call him Hank the Spiritual Limits. Some call him Hank the all-time prophet of all time. Some people call him the discerner of the discerners. But hey, you judge for yourself. And I thought, oh, I would hate to be in that guy's shoes and try to get up and follow that. And they had built him up so much that he would have had to do a flying leap and several twists around the whole building just to get the attention off of all that bragging that those people had done about him and all the things that he had done. That's the same way as boasting in tomorrow. Oh, it was so quiet in there. And everybody was waiting for Preacher Hank, the Fireball, the Spiritual Limitations of all times, the all-time prophet, the discerner of discerners. They were waiting for this act to come on. Now the preacher had to live up to this thing, up to people's expectations. Okay, let's see if he's so good. Which, of course, is impossible. Half of them I could see disliked him already because he was using their titles. How many hearing this? Oh my God. It's like someone coming up and saying in front of 100 people, be funny. Come on, you slay me. And people treat today as it's nothing. Today is something. My God, it's so beautiful out there. What are we going to do with today? What are we going to do with it? Are you waiting for something to happen? Are you waiting for income tax to come back? How about today? Are you running to the mailbox? Mail is falling in the mud, your bills and everything else. Didn't come, honey! Didn't come, huh? How about today? What are you going to do with today? What are you going to do today? See, it's tomorrow that will tell the tale. Blessed is the man that expects nothing, for he shall be not disappointed. I expect nothing. And so I am not disappointed. So much ministry is based on expect largely. I expect God to be God and do whatever that He's going to do. And whatever life holds for me, I expect that I will go through that. And that's the way it is, isn't it? You wonder why so many times that you don't, oh, gee, things aren't working out, because you expected things to work out a certain way. Maybe you have some little heartthrob. Maybe you're a teenager listening to me, and you just have a little heartthrob, and you're standing by your locker looking in the mirror, and then you're would-be boyfriend goes by with Susie Q. Huh? And isn't even talking to you now. Oh, God, heartbreak hotel, huh? Young people have problems like that. Don't even plan on those things. Don't expect anything out of this goofball. All right? And you won't be disappointed. How many are hearing this? Did that affect anybody in here? Some teenager? Huh? Put your hand up. I know it did. The less we expect, the less we boast, and the happier we will be. The less we expect, the less we boast, and the happier we will be, tra-la. Get busy now. Dream while you work. Don't lay down and think about tomorrow. Plan while you're in action. Oh, there's so much preaching, and let me close it up. Expect. And oh, I seen on TV, and I'm going to listen to this. And here comes this guy on with a real estate caper. How many have seen that one? It's on all the time. You know how he gets rich? Selling the tapes. $400 an album. And you know what the whole pitch is? How to get rich buying and selling real estate. And as much as I could figure out, here's the scam. Find a dumb seller who's in trouble and an unscrupulous banker and a gullible buyer for stolen property. Is that right? Hey, that's something that would have fit me to a T when I was conning. And that's why it works. Find a dumb seller who's in trouble, an unscrupulous banker, and a gullible buyer for stolen property. Isn't that simple? Try to get all three of them in a room at one time. That's the miracle. But the real miracle is that he can con you into buying $400 worth of tapes. Then they have the audacity to stand up and say, "Where's your faith?" And you know what? There's a lot of Christians getting into that. That those are all Christian principles that are warped. They come from the prosperity hyper-faith teachings. Come on. No, how about now faith? How about having enough faith not to buy them lousy tapes? I have faith. I have faith to believe God will bless me without buying $400 worth of cheap tapes. Oh, for the north side, I have something. Listen very carefully. Here comes a flash. Many men have lived with women. And they have two or three kids. Now, not just the north side, all over the country now. And they won't marry them right now. You know what they're waiting for? They're waiting for tomorrow. Now, honey bun, don't get excited. I'm going to get a job. Maybe tomorrow they can. Girls, don't you let one of those tomorrow fools into your house. If all he can produce is kids for you to take care of, who needs him? Let him go sick grin somewhere else. Don't they have a sick grin? Hi, honey. It's me. How many hearing this? Oh, God. Dangerous preaching? I don't care. It's the truth. We have a whole lot of guys living with a whole lot of girls and a whole lot of kids that nobody knew who the kids belonged to or nothing like that. And they sick grin themselves right back into that house again. No, hey, you tell them guys to make a commitment or go out and shoot themselves, one of the two. That's worthless! I think you should take them all and put them out on some rest farm to yawn away their tomorrows. And you see them and they're all yawning. Kids all over. Nobody knows who is who. When I first came down, this kid was out of, there were seven kids in the family. I said, where's your dad? He said, well, I don't know who my dad is. Neither did the other seven kids. They all belong to somebody else. Well, I says, one thing you're going to have to do is go home and love your mother and help your mother. And if she kicked you out, well, then you're going to say, Mom, I want to help you. And I says, now here you are getting ready for a basketball scholarship. Why don't you jump out there and go on out and get a job and help your mother and forgive her for her past and bring her to the Lord Jesus Christ? You know what? He did that. Oh, girls, wake up. This women lib thing is really hasn't done you any good at all. And also many have placed all their hope in tomorrow, and tomorrow never came. And expected a great tomorrow, and a dark day came. Oh, there's so many times you're expecting a great tomorrow and a terrible dark day comes. And it can just blow you away and say, God, I was looking forward towards a great day. Now this. And it leaves you crushed. Maybe he said, I'm all real nice here in my little nest. And all of a sudden destruction came and the happiness and joy were scrambled apart. And never, preacher, oh, listen, never believe fame is a stable thing. Slander may come your way. How many movie stars? How many presidents of company? How many presidents? I think a poor President Nixon, probably because of that one thing, he'll go down for that. But a lot of really, I read some things on him, so a lot of really neat decisions were made too. And he was famous. And there are others that were famous. But preacher, don't believe that fame is a stable thing. Slander may come. It's wipeout time! Whoop! Scrap time! They'll pick you up by your little legs and your little black suit on, your little white collar, and woo, woo, woo. Preachers last 3 years on the average. Did you know that? Why is that? People are mean to them and stuff. Expected too much and didn't get what they expected. You hearing this, preacher? Maybe you're in a bone pile or a scrap pile right now. Get up and shake your clothes off and start doing something right now. Oh, yeah, Pastor. Your name may be disgraced. Don't count on tomorrow's. It's sinking sand. Are you hearing this? Never think that you can, you know, that you can just, you're so famous and you're so wonderful that, hey, don't think that way. Never think that you cannot be replaced. What will I do if I quit? Boy, if I quit, they'd have to bring in 10 guys. So, there's a lot of guys out of work. You have people like that working for you, Jim? Well, you don't know them too well yet. You'll get a few in there. They'll call up, then they're an hour late. How's it going down there? What? Going great. Oh, well, they'll get in a hurry. But okay, here we'll look at the end here in the spiritual manner. Never boast tomorrow with regard to your salvation, you listening on the radio. Some think, oh, it'll be easy to repent tomorrow because today I got a few things to do. And Felix said that in the Bible. There would be a more convenient season, and then he would again send for Paul that he might hear him more seriously, don't you see? Is he ever mentioned again in the Bible? Never. You don't turn the page and Felix is asking again. No. Don't wait. Don't say, when I am old, sudden doom may be yours. Don't say tomorrow when anything, sudden doom may come your way. I've never ever in my whole life met a very truly anxious person willing to put it off until tomorrow. Are you willing when you're anxious to eat? Are you willing to put it off until tomorrow? When is that order going to come? No, gee, how long does it take to make roast chicken and you know, with dressing and gravy and potatoes and green beans and a piece of apple pie with some ice cream on it. And how long is now? You're getting hungry, aren't you? Get your mind off food now. And the place is set and everything, and you say, you know what? I think I'll wait on this. I'll wait till tomorrow. No. God has set a table before us in a wilderness. A table, a spiritual table, a job to be done, some spiritual things to be done here, my God. And we are seeing a lot of times all over our world, let's put it off until tomorrow. I think that would be a good idea. Are you hearing this? I'm closing. When the Holy Ghost deals with us, it's an immediate dealing right now. The Bible says today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts in the day. Hear it right now. Provocation. Hear it right now. Don't wait until you give up something first. Sure, you got good intentions, but intentions, a lot of people with good intentions go to hell, but intentions won't get you there. If you're terribly sick, would you wait? And you were dying, and you knew you were dying, would you wait till tomorrow to call the doctor? If your house was on fire and it was burning down, would you sit there and then the next day yell, fire? No. I'm talking about urgencies. If you were robbed in the street, would you stand there all night and the next morning yell, I've been robbed? If you were hit over the head, let's go that far, would you say, ouch, tomorrow? course not. You're much wiser than that where the natural is concerned. Why be so dumb when it comes to your soul? Do it now. Drop the drugs and old friends. Take on a brand new habit. Be born again. Hallelujah. And Christians boast not of tomorrow. Sure you're happy now. Sure you're blessed now. Sure your nest is all soft and cozy and like that. But the next cloud may sweep in a storm and sweep away all your joys. I'm telling you right now, beware sleeping Christians. Old friends and old habits will come knocking at your door, and will you be home? They are going to come a knocking at your door. Old friends with old habits, will you be home? Don't boast about tomorrow. You might be like that canker plant that, you remember that story? Huh? Jonah? He's boasting about tomorrow, and it ended up an old testimony to his boasting. An old canker plant just flopped right over his whole body. How many heard this message today? You can boast about tomorrow. You can say, it's God's. I boast in God. I know that all things are going to work together for good because God has got my tomorrow. We may say of tomorrow, I don't boast in them, but I am not frightened of them. I won't glory in them, but I will not tremble about them. We may be very comfortable about tomorrow. We may remember that our times are in His hands and our times are ordered by His wisdom. We may even rejoice in tomorrow. Tomorrow is our challenge. Tomorrow we are one day closer to Jesus Christ. Jesus might even come today. Take no thought, it says, for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for things of itself. Well, does this mean I shouldn't have any thought about my kids or my house or my forthcoming wedding? No, make plans, but God will establish them. It means we should have no anxiousness, no distressing thought about it. Don't be distressed about it. Let's look forwards and towards our tomorrows, knowing they belong to God. Draw daily from grace and not monthly. We need not be afraid with tomorrow's difficulties. With tomorrow's difficulties will come tomorrow's help. With tomorrow's foes will come tomorrow's friends. With tomorrow's dangers will come tomorrow's preservations. And so let us look forward then to tomorrow as a thing we have not to provide for in the spiritual matters. Because the atonement is all in. The job is all done. Salvation is secure. Don't have to worry about tomorrow. We can boast in that God has already done it. That the plan is already in action. That glory to God, we don't have to fear of tomorrow. All we have to do is obey God in the right now. Hallelujah. And God will work it all out. Not too long ago, a man called me up the road. And he said, well, you know, he says, there's a guy here that's causing me a lot of trouble. I said, well, how old the guy is? He says, 72. I said, how old are you? He says, 69. They're both in business. He says, I'm just waiting for the guy to die. And we'll be done with all this problems. I know it's God's will. The guy that said that died first. The 69-year-old guy died first. And I thought, so boast not thyself of tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. People may be sitting at a funeral you plan for them. And all you'd be able to say, another fine mess you got yourself into. You don't know what tomorrow has in store, but you know God has a storehouse that will take care of those tomorrows. Isn't that wonderful? Don't get anxious about conditions or people. Don't get anxious about your job. Don't get anxious about all kinds of things. Whatever it's going to be will be, sera, sera. Don't worry about it. Go with your utility.